From the newsroom, I'm Peter Killeen. An arrest was made in the beating of a man last month in Eureka that led to his death. On September 26th, 55-year-old Brett Keiling, who had just moved to the area from Indiana, was found badly beaten near the 400 block of 3rd Street. As a search for a suspect ensued, Keiling was hospitalized and died of his injuries last week. Arrested in the incident, 22-year-old Connor Whitehead from Nashville, Tennessee. He was located and taken into custody. He's being held in lieu of $1 million bail. A woman recently reported that she had been assaulted on the Hammond Trail just north of Hiller Park in McKinleyville. The victim was struck multiple times. Her wallet was taken. The suspect then fled northbound on the trail towards the Knox Cove area. The victim transported to a local hospital where she was evaluated and received treatment for her injuries. The suspect, described as a white male, about 30 to 40 years old, 6 feet tall, thin build, clean shaven. At the time, he was wearing a black hooded sweatshirt and white washed jeans. The investigation continues. Late last week, an officer from Eureka PD responded to a report of sexual battery that had occurred on Harrison Avenue. And as a result, 32-year-old David Dews from Eureka was identified as a suspect. On October 18th at about 10 in the morning, officers with Eureka PD responded to a motel on the 1100 block of 5th Street in Eureka to locate Dews. He was found in a room there at the motel, taken into custody without incident. He's now in the Humboldt County Correctional Facility charged with sexual battery, along with failing to register as a sex offender. Damage estimated at $600,000 from a Friday night fire on the 1000 block of B Street. The investigation continuing into a cause there. The only occupant of the home made it out safely along with two dogs. The fate of three ducks, a cat, and a turtle were left to the hands of rescuers inside. After gaining control of the fire, they found the three ducks in the yard. They found the cat hiding beneath the home. They hope that the turtle is somewhere as well. Arcata City Council holding a public study session Monday, November 4th to talk about potential recommendations of the Plaza Improvement Task Force. In response to community outreach and concerns, the Arcata City Council created the Plaza Improvement Task Force last year to help restore the plaza as the centerpiece of the community. Since its inception, task force members have been focused on reaching a wide variety of community members and groups to gather feedback. Study session will take place at 6 p.m. in council chambers at Arcata City Hall. With news, I'm Peter Killeen.